Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Rising, I don't wanna feel I'm in the wrong place.
Well, welcome, welcome. Welcome, Detroit, and all our global listeners. This is Strong Allen, and you are here on the Erotic Sensual Sheets, part of Poetic Energy Network Station. And, well, let's get going. How has everybody been this new week? I'm very excited, and I would like to take this time and opportunity to say thank you personally to Michael Michelle Publishing and Miss Author Poetic E, Author Michelle E. Alfred, for giving me the opportunity to be one of their newest members of their organization with my new book coming out, Sweet Nectar, an Anthology of Short Stories and Poetry. Thank you. With no further ado, I'm going to go ahead and get this thing started. All right, tonight I'm going to do a piece for everybody. That's called No Complaints on This Face. And this is how this piece goes. Babe, where you at? Come give me what I need. That strong hand around my waist, pulling me closer into your chest. Smell your cologne as I breathe in, admiring the rugged man before me, dismissing all the pleasantries. Getting down to what you need, my legs wrapped around your body. As you lift to get a quick sniff, making sure all is in order. No need for any four-leaf clover. Lay me down with gentleness, caressing my thighs with lust in your eyes, knowing what is needed. Fulfilling every wish, fulfilling every command. Nothing is hard to do. Everything will be explored, leaving me wanting more and more. You never leave a stone unturned. Don't want to be replaced with another face. Your motto is do it until you're satisfied, just like the song with these lyrics. No complaints on this face, just a big smile, a big grin, because you, my maintenance, was given by the one who is truly a maintenance man, and that is my piece. Let's clap it up for everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, you know what? We want to get this thing started, so we're going to go right ahead to our next caller. Caller from the 216 area code. You're on the air with Strong Allen. Who do we have? Caller from the 216 area code. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, you know what? We want to get this thing started, so we're going to go right ahead to our next caller. Caller from the 216 area code. You're on the air with Strong Allen. Who do we have? Call up on the 216 area code. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, you know what? We want to get this thing started, so we're going to go right ahead to our next caller. Call up on the 216 area code. You're on the air with Strong Allen. Who do we have? All right. I see we're going through our little gremlins for the night. But either way, we're going to keep it moving. Caller for the 216 area code, are you on the air? Caller from the 216 area code. All right. I see we're going through our little gremlins for the night. But either way, we're going to keep it moving. Caller for the 216 area code, are you on the air? Caller from the 216 area code. All right. I see we're going through our little gremlins for the night. But either way. Okay, in the interim of all of this, we're going to listen to a little music real quick.
Spoon Scarf Chocolate Bummer. As I walked into a coffee house, I noticed they sold candies and nuts. They had every variety of sweets to chew on and suck on and lick on. A pound of this and a few pieces of that, and I rolled my lips with anticipation. Besides my coffee, I had to have something sweet to take home. I spotted those little chocolate turtles and a nice long black licorice roll and cashews, a quarter of a pound was on the order too. Leaning over and scanning, I pointed to those chocolate-covered orange sticks, you know, the ones with the jelly inside. My taste buds, my eyes playing ping pong, going back and forth, making sure I wasn't missing a thing. I saw a new candy. Little chocolate dolls. They weren't flat and lifeless. They looked to be full of substance, rolls of chocolate, women slightly different from each other. I ordered every kind of chocolate sweetie to go home with me. First in the bag, the well-endowed bosom body milk chocolate honey, you know, the Pam Grier type. And then I had the thing that featured white chocolate sweetheart, the Mariah Carey flavor. I watched disappear in the bag the caramel smooth, super curvy, fine snide Latham disappearing at loving basketball, brown sugar, sweet looking, just like the sister I was too scared to ask out, but I had her now. And I was going to eat her and lick her, and then I don't discriminate. I wanted the extra thick double chocolate thigh high sweetness, you know, used to be the Star Jones type. Sister Big Bones, don't break me in half. I only bought one of them. I didn't want to overdose. Next, I didn't hold back on the dark chocolate apple bottom Janet Jackson baby got butter back. I can handle that. And since I got big lips, all the better to devour, I ordered the mocha ultra full sweet chocolate doll. The chocolate con make me want to holler when I think about all the sweet juices. Okay. I ordered two of those. I ordered the cocoa toad long leg Tina Turner walk on my back, dripping her juices out on top of me. My bag was full with all the taste of the chocolate woman. Some had fruits inside, some were cream filled, and some were just plain solid chocolate. I didn't order any with nuts. Greedy as I might have been, I ordered a triple menage a trois of a dark chocolate apple bottle caramel smooth super duty fine. I had to have extra that. Now, I couldn't help myself, but walking out the door, I found myself sucking on the cocoa toad chocolate woman. I had to go back and buy two more of her. Her toes in my mouth tasted so good, it gave me that Tootsie Roll feeling. Anyway, I forced myself to keep the bag closed, and I had something that every man wanted, a harem of chocolate women. I couldn't wait to get home and lick them and suck them and kiss them in places I would never tell anybody. As soon as I hit the door, I almost moved too fast. I wanted to tear into the bag. I was horny for some chocolate. But this is one of those moments a man needs to take his time. So I set the mood for my devouring session. I showered and put on some soft music and some cologne. I put some logs on the fire. I poured some Baileys in my coffee and a shot of whiskey. I was ready to get my freak on. I opened the bag to the fully exposed chocolate woman. Oh, no! My little chocolate ladies had melted. Now I had a bag of multicolored, multi-textured, mixed-flavored chocolate goo. No more chocolate faces of beauty, no more white chocolate feminine features. We have my caramel smooth superfine had pulled a disappearing hair from me. Melted, melted, melted. My extra thick, double chocolate thigh-high sweetness. I wanted to cry. No more chocolate apple-bottom baby got back. My lips were going to miss out on the local ultra full lip cocoa toast. My chocolate woman had left me holding the bag. What was I to do? I was sitting there butt naked with a bag of chocolate. I had a thought. Maybe if I keep the chocolate drop a little more and I pour it on me, and then I can enjoy myself. I mean, I was by myself, and since, you know, tying myself and spanking myself and got home, talking dirty to myself wasn't working anymore. You know, you gotta keep your love life fresh. Try new things and different. But before I heated the mix, I stuck my finger in the chocolate goop for a taste of my ex-chocolate women, now melted into one. Oh, the flavor mixed together, it was good. All of a sudden, I felt like I had spent the night at a Holiday Inn. I was feeling smart. Was it from the collection of chocolate women melted over the one? Another dip in my finger, and I was feeling strong. I tore the bag open. I bared my face. I sniffed, I kissed, I licked, I sucked, I ate. I did not stop. It was good to the last chocolate drop. Since all the chocolate women had melted, the one that I was eating, the chocolate woman from head to toe, a wonderful feeling overcame me. I realized I was becoming the complete man. From the ingredients inside the chocolate woman, from what was outside the common eye, the thought and feeling of her and tasting her all as one, the whole, the complete, the chocolate woman made me a better chocolate man.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, Detroit and all our global listeners. You were just listening to Alvin Lloyd Horn with Chocolate Woman. All right. We're going to go ahead and take the next caller up. Caller from the 216 area code. You on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have coming to the mic?
Hi, Strong Island. This is Ola Deji Aron Queen.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you. I'm gonna tell you that was me in the chat room. That is my other name.
Okay, well, welcome.
You're welcome. Thank
you. So, what are you going to do for us tonight?
I'm going to do, this is your sensual show. I only got like about 3 sensual pieces, so I'm going to do this one called Moon Man.
All right, the floor is yours, my
dear. Okay, it's called Moon Man, and it goes like this. The time has come for you to love me. Make love to me, love on me. As you enter into my birthing lodge, I welcome you. I bless you in this place, this sacred place. So I kept it pure for you, wanted only for you to be natural in this place. I have no preconditions. Use your imagination as you go along the way. This is our time to be elevated to the highest level of life. My sensual lotion now covers you as you enter my goddessdom. No in and out privileges here. Just rest here inside me and pulsate as I meditate and fluctuate. My strong grip, my heart pumps to the rhythm of your twin heartbeat. My lock is tight. I hold you inside me, then I release you to be free. You took my spirituality to a new height. You raised the cunnilingus level in me as I lie there palpitating. I thank the deities for not letting me die before I knew what pleased me, for allowing you to unlock these secrets inside of me. Hours of gentleness, and then your touch turns rough from the excitement. I need to calm you down with my smoothness and my soft skin and my softness, and I lounge in your love as you surround me with your breath, leaving me empowered by your surrender, your sweet surrender. You trust my touch enough to allow me to build you up and then weaken you and rebuild you and weaken you and rebuild you again and again until I know that you are now with discipline and you have control to find my core without giving in to temptation or instant satisfaction or self-gratification. The gift of your being able to be stable brings great rewards to both of us. You have raised the level so high that heaven on earth is now where I reside. With you inside, you've taken me to the highest peak that could ever be reached. Now, you do not unburden yourself quickly. As yes, you use my physical extremities to connect with my center core. Now, my cunnilingus has orbited the moon. My moon man has raised my water level to hysteria. Fantasies could never take me there. I scream out beastly noises unrecognizable. Now I lie still, basking in the pleasant scent of our mingled essence. You have liberated my G-spot, my center core, the only line connected still to our first world. You are my moon man, purified with pride. You lie by my side, and now you bring me slowly back to you. We prepare to save the rest of the world as we testify and teach. And oh, my king, I have served you manna from my heaven, and you have given me life's only true pleasure, and I have arrived. Yes, I have arrived. I've lived to tell the story. Let the divinity of arousal be known, for it is the greatest gift and will truly help to heal the world. So this poem is dedicated to my moon man in hopes to inspire more men to learn the art of arousal. End poem.
Okay, you know what? We need definitely clap it up for you on that. That was one excellent piece.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
I feel an honor for you to come through and share that with us.
Well, anytime, you know, anytime. You know, I just look through there and, you know, you don't let us know. You got to hit me up on Facebook sometime and let me know. Because I don't know all of the shows that come on all the time. And I have to kind of go through and luck up on it. But I notice sometimes we're in the same cipher. You have to make an announcement.
Okay, I definitely will. I'm sorry if you didn't know. There is a link on my page today,
mm-hmm.
you know, for tonight's show. So, you know, always feel free to check on them because I may have just got a chance to put it up there and not
okay.
get it.
Yeah, okay, I will. But, I mean, like when we're in the cipher together, just like mention it, you know. There's so many shows, and you know, you forget and you can't remember. Then you're looking for a show and then can't say, dang, I know it's something on, but I can't think what it is, you know. So I was glad to find you tonight, and thank you for letting me share.
Oh, thank you for coming through. It was a beautiful piece, like I said before. And, you know, always do know that there's a show going on this station practically every day of the week. Tomorrow night there's another show at 9 o'clock.
At what time?
Feel free to come through and share at any time.
At what time?
9 o'clock.
Okay. Okay, I'll look for you then, but I'm still hanging on.
Okay, definitely sit back and, you know, enjoy the show.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, I'm going to go ahead. That was a veteran of the game, and she just blew me away with her piece, so I'm waiting to see what y'all got, gentlemen, if y'all can come through with it. All right, but anyway, we're going to go ahead and take that next caller up. Caller from the 646 area code, you on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
This is Junebug, Strong. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Welcome, Junebug. What are you going to do for us tonight?
I wrote a piece on how to change it around. It's called Trust.
All right.
It's very simple, Trust. It goes like this. Trust. Lean back and listen to the music, because when you trust me sucking on your wet, juicy, thick, fat pussy, just trust, you know that I did my job, bitch. Woman, rub your twat on my chest. Over me is what I feel, really feel. Trust me, trust yourself, and trust the music tonight, woman. Trust. Trust is all I ask. That's the end of my piece.
All done. All right, well, let's clap it up for you on that piece. Okay, Junebug, you had my mouth drop and hit the floor when the words came out.
Okay.
You really did. But I love that piece, Trust. I really do. And you know how we do. Definitely clapping it up for you. It's grateful to hear any time that you come through and you share your pieces. I see the growth in you.
Mm-hmm.
You're growing every time you step to this mic.
Yeah, thanks for the support.
Oh, anytime. Anytime. Well, definitely sit back, relax. You know, if you get a chance, maybe you'll come through again.
Okay.
You know, and just sit back.
Okay. I'll
go on and take the next caller up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The next caller is, I believe, is going to be me. I'm actually wanting to share a new piece with everybody. It's called Innocence. And this piece goes like this. Slipping between the sheets, moving your hips from left, now right. Thoughts of the encounter we just planned. Keep it all innocent until you're near me. Thoughts of slow music being heard in the room. The type to make this body arch is back, then bend way back, opening the wet spot, waiting now, salivating. Knowing what's in store. The face give nothing away. Unless you push, then prod, it will be fast start. Pleasuring, now I mean measuring, the time it takes you to be mine. Pulling the satin sheets off, exposing the roar which you are asking for. Innocence will be long gone. The undercover, big beautiful woman of your dreams will have you now on your knees, thanking her for never giving up. On that multi-talented chocolate drop, sampling every drip or drop, give me what you try to not. Laughing at the thought of innocence, knowing what a joke that is. Freak may be a sneak peek at you. Innocent will just never do. And that is my piece. Definitely want to clap it up. Thank you for that. If you are holding on the line, don't be scared to raise your hand. Just press 1. And for those who don't know the number, please remember to dial 1-917-932-8881. And don't forget to press 1. But in the interim, we're going to play a little something for you.
Relishes and hate it and cherish it, hate the rhythm and the blues, jazz and rock by that methodical groove too. Holding her head up high, no man-made elixir required. Her imagination had manifested into concrete reality, into that cloud nine, the ultimate destination amid the puffy white and indigo sky. Her every desire pushing her high, close, cause sister got poetry now. She progresses within her natural pace, not caring about those who insist upon her about faith. This here be the greatest mortal, flavor, that hickory smoke on the barbecue grill. Sister, gonna keep it real. That inner solistic rise cannot be concealed. She got that Jones in her bones, that sizzle of the hot frying pan, that superwoman to every superman. Damn, sister got poetry now, ready to take a trip to the next plateau, for surely the soul says so. She's set, the beats are ready, and sister must go, offering her verses of verbal masturbation, urban sensationalism, soulful progressive inspirationalism, and delivering that exhale to your relaxation. Sister got poetry now, breaking boundaries of yesterday's cell, releasing, embracing, thinking. Oh shit, oh well, she'll dance and strut and do the damn thing. She'll be all that and the chicken wing. Sister got poetry now.
Welcome back, Detroit and our global listeners. You were just listening to Miss Tamara King doing Sister Got Poetry Now. You're here with Strong Island on Erotics and True Sheets, part of Penn's Network. All right, with no further ado, we're going to go ahead and keep this thing moving. Caller from the 216 area code, you on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
This is Aron Queen calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
All right. Okay. So what you going to do for us?
Going to do a poem about a young woman that is encountering her first sexual experience on her wedding night.
All right, the floor is yours.
That's going to be pretty sensual. It's called Black Lace, and it goes like this. Making you wait for my thing, my stuff, it was hard on me. This is my first time, and Mama said, allow him to build up his desires. I flaunted my lace with my red satin gown. I could feel my heart pound. The throbbing and pulsating going on downtown was uncontrollable. I rubbed my feet together, trying hard not to rush in. As Grandma said, only the foolish do. Treading lightly while trying to remember all the clues. Anticipation turns into a burning desire, and as I stand in my black lace, my red satin gown is dropping to the ground. My entrance was grand. I let him do the rest as he finishes getting me undressed. He seizes the moment as my caramel treat oozes through my peekaboo lace. I was now imprinted in his mind like indelible ink. Concerning ourselves was no other thing but the excursion of ecstasy on which we were about to embark. He removes my black lace, leaving me fully exposed, forgetting that Mama said, always leave something to the imagination. But I'm fully exposed. I hope I did not mess up. There's nothing left to be imagined now, except how it would feel with him inside me. Smooth, silky, soft, and vulnerable, I stood there naked, raw, in the buff, about to give him my thing, my stuff. I felt chilly and giggly and silly, and his eyes consumed me. It was then that he moved in with those kisses. Each one warmed me. His lips danced all over my body. This was the thrill of letting him catch me. Grandma said, let him catch you. Never let him think you caught him. His shoulders were so wide and strong, he leaned in to handle me. Though he was gentle, his grip was stern. His eager arms bulged of strength. His body excited me. Once he put his key in my keyhole, it opened me up to another world, a world I never knew was inside me. I finally gave him that thing. He then went on to please me, and oh, how he did please me. It was unspeakable. Use your imagination. A poet, enchanted, stands naked and in love for the very first time, with a lover doing all it takes to make her happy. And I surrendered. I succumb, and I whisper a poem in his ear. You have deflowered me, my king. You have unlocked my jewels. I will be yours, and no one else will ever unlace my black lace. End poem.
Let's clap it up for you. Now, what was the title of that, please?
Black Lace.
Okay, all right. Black Lace, okay. Love the piece. The piece was excellent. Thank you for sharing it. Could you tell everybody, because my mind is forgetting, to ask you, how could we find you?
I'm going to put it in the chat room, but, you know, you can find me under All Around Queen. You can find me under Vicky Aqua on Facebook also. And All Around Queen is one word with no D. All Around Queen.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. It is a pleasure to hear that piece. I'm glad that you came through and you shared it with everyone. And, you know, definitely sit back and, you know, don't be a stranger. Come back again.
Oh, I sure will. I'm looking forward to it. Such a gracious host. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. All right, everybody. We're going to go on and take the next caller up. Caller from the 216 area code. You on the air. Who do we have blazing the mic? Hello? Caller from the 216 area code, you on the air? All right, well, if you call back in, we'll try to get you in there. This time persists. All right, so we're going to keep it moving. We're going to listen to a little bit more music. Welcome back to the Erotic Sensuous Sheets, Detroit, and our global listeners. You just listening to a little bit of music just to soothe us off. But in the intern, that was a little Jamie Foxx for everyone. And we're going to go ahead and move on to our next caller. Jamie was doing I Don't Know. All right, caller from the 216 area code. You are on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic? Caller for the 216-761 area code. You on the air? Hello? Caller from the 216-761 area, you're calling. You're on the air. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and keep it moving. All right, I'm going to do actually another piece for y'all, and this is called Free to Be Me, and it goes like this. This goes out to all those brothers that choose to lead us sisters by our hearts. No real intentions, but a lot of fast starts. A quick smile, a quick compliment, a pretend annulment. Oops, I said too much. Shouldn't have gave it up. No one. In time, you will get screwed too. Think fast. You wanting nothing but ass. Bringing lots of non-existent cash. Blinded by all the loving. Couldn't see past your sexy butt. Losing common sense. Knowing this is wrong in so many ways. Reflecting back on where we first met. Knowing this was just a bet. Brothers like you make it hard. A sister like us, to truly give our hearts. To a real brother who has his shit all together, pretender is you, contender is me. Freedom is what it's cracked up to be. So now leave. I am, I have always been, I always will be free to be me, and that is my peace. Definitely want to clap it up and everything else. Thanks, everyone. We're going to go ahead and keep this moving. Call up on the 318 area code. You want to air?
This is Love Me Do.
Hey, Love Me Do. Welcome, welcome. How you been, madam?
Hey, good.
Oh, what you going to do for us tonight, sister?
I have a piece titled Surfing in a Sea of Sweet Love.
All right, the floor is yours, madam.
The postcard reads, wish you were here. Then I see the sea of love's wave on how we behave. The sea waves rush, and your surfboard gets drenched. Is this a dream? You wonder, and nothing but gushes of extremely salty water gives. Water, both of us are clothing pants. Yes, so much more stands high, nearly touching the clear blue sky. The sign of sweet love has us flitting from strenuous activity. Oh, and glee, we are both surfing in the sea of sweet love, getting soaked by from below and above. The postcard reads, come join me, then the surfing in the sweet. The sea of sweet love will no longer be fantasy but reality. Surfing in the sea of love, drenching the surfboard, roughing the waves that won't behave, and that's okay. One day the postcard will read, what a wonderful vacation. Y'all come back to Love Nation. Surfing in a sea of sweet love is a vacation to savor on any board like surface. Surfing in a sea of sweet love, a dream worth having to get pinched by saline waves. Surfing in a sea of sweet love is what is by both of us craved. Come over here and ride the waves, the postcard says. That's their piece.
Definitely want to clap it up. I love me do. What was the title of that piece?
Surfing in the Sea of Sweet Love.
I love that piece. That was, you know, I miss your voice.
Thank you. I miss y'all too.
That was definitely a nice comeback, my sister. please share with everyone how they can follow you.
I'm on Facebook, Author Nicole S. Brown. I have a website, www.authornicolesbrown.yolasite.com. And you can also follow me on Twitter, and I will place that information in the chat room.
Well, thank you. True. You know, anytime, you know, definitely come through and bless the mic, my sister.
Okay. I definitely will.
All right. Well, with no further ado, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do this piece called Past Love for you. And this piece actually goes like this. I sit here thinking about last year, all the things that you gave that brought happiness in my face. It gave me the will to continue. Once in a while, I think whether it was really in you, staying all day, acting like we don't have to return to our homes where we feel all alone, needing each other, craving each other's touch, remembering the love shared, the romantic touches, the long embraces, the passionate kisses, the stroke of my hair, the caressing of your chest, or the reflections of our love, genuine for me, genuine not for you. I didn't see the real you behind the physical attraction, blinded by the crazy about it, wanting to be loved, realizing that sex is not at all what they say. More is needed, demanded, will be given. Or next visit you see will be no one there, but your imagination and memories of all the love that was true for you. And that is my piece. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for clapping it up. Thank you for that. Well, definitely want to make sure that y'all follow us on Thursday nights when we have our Thursday night open mic hosted by no other than Miss Poetic Energy and Mr. Stevie G. Definitely you want to also check out us on other nights. We have host on all types of nights, all nights of the week practically, and they're doing all types of things. Please, if you're on Facebook, make friends with our page, the Poet Energy Radio Show, for more details on each night's shows. Or if you're friends with me or want to be friends with me, you can find me on Facebook, actually under C. Smith Jordan, or on Twitter under Sexy C430. But with no further to do, I'm going to actually go ahead and play some more music for you. And here we go.
Don't do that. Baby, please don't do that. What are you crying for? Is it because you're sad or mad? Or something's gotta go wrong. Sometimes we feel inside of us that everything we have is only here for today. Every now and then, two people get lucky and find a certain thing that makes them want to just keep it that way. I don't want you to feel that you have to go through these changes, baby. No way. I know that our love is different. Our lives will be different. Trust me, baby. Trust me. Broke your heart and blew your mind. Not here. No, not here. And my, oh my, girl, can't you see? Can't you see that I've got so much to give to you, my. It's gonna take a lifetime. It's gonna take years. To you, my dear, I've got so much to give. It's gonna take my lifetime.
Tonight and shared your voice. Definitely soon. We see you next week at the same time and the same station at 10 o'clock Eastern. And you can call in at 1-917-932-8881. Press 1 to be on air. But definitely join us tomorrow night on the Thursday night open mic at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time at the same phone number, 1-917-932-8881. Press 1 to be on air with Miss Poetic E and Stevie G. Good night, everyone.